CBA Mobile.
Oh, hello, David, W2T, sitting at home.
At least you're not out here pestering somebody on the road like I am. Oh, me. Been to the dentist, so got a glowing report, so I'm headed back to the house.
Now that's good. At least you still got teeth the dentist to look at, so, you know. You know, it's just a fact of life that, you know, as we get older, things need more work.
I've noticed that. And I just have, you know, I have the, you know, the 6 month thing, you know, cleaning. And so that way, you know, if they find anything, then we make another appointment for that. But, been doing pretty good actually with the teeth. You know, that's one thing I'm really grateful to my dad, for taking us when we were kids. And, you know, kind of got us in the habit of doing that. And, anyway. But, so what are you up to today besides sitting at home?
Well, I just got home. I've been over helping a friend with some moving into her new place that she's doing. So, I was helping her, do some work over there and unload her car and get a few things done around her new place. And that's basically what I was doing. So, and then we went to lunch and then I came home. So that's pretty much been what's going on with me today.
And I tell you, moving is one of my least favorite things to do. I mean, even help somebody. it's right up there with paint, you know, painting, slapping paint on the walls and stuff. That's another thing that I'm not real crazy about. But hey, I'm glad you could help whoever this was out and get her done.
She's a friend of mine. She goes to my church and everything else. I've known her and her husband, who just passed away last year. And she's having to deal it. She's got a son and daughter-in-law that live here in town, a grandson. And they can only help her on the weekends, so I've been during the week helping her move. And so, and all, she's basically downsizing because she had a house with 6 acres of land, and now she's just got a condo in an HOA, and so that's what's going on now. But you know, it's just, you know, helping her out as much as I can.
And I see you to do so, and you know, that's always tough. You know, you lose your spouse, and then you're downsizing, and but you know. It's also a fresh start, so, and that can be a good thing. So, anywho, well, I'm going, at 6, I'm going to go play some more tennis. I know that's a real shocker to you, but I'll be on the tennis court. And, look, I'll tell you, I played tennis 10 times last week.
Did that earlier, so anyway. But just trying to get things done and all. Going to be a busy weekend because I've got all the work, all the work, volunteer work, and the performance this weekend at Artisphere. So we'll be out here. We'll be out there. Actually helping out on Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday afternoon we're performing down there by the new hotel down there. So, you know, if you're not doing anything Sunday afternoon about 2:15, come on down there by the new Bohemian Hotel down there at the other end, and come listen to us sing. We're going to have a lot of good music out there that afternoon.
Well, that sounds like a deal. Yeah, I think they said on the news that they took in some like $12 million last year. You know, good cow, that place, they really must bring in the people. And, mean, I knew Artist Fair was popular, but I didn't know it brought in that kind of revenue.
But then they get, you know, their revenue, but of course they got to pay for where they have all the city streets closed off down there and things like that. So, you know, it's, and all the facilities they use and everything where they set up and all that stuff. So, you know, it's, and they use volunteers for the people who work the event. So a lot of us volunteer and it helps us out. So we do it. We've been doing it for 9 or 10 years now. So we just go down there and work some shifts, and our chorus gets some money for that helps us do our youth activity. So, hey, that's what we do it for, you know.
Yeah. I'm on changes on 291, so, and then I'm going to be on Wade Hampton, so I don't know how good I'm going to be hitting the repeater here. This seems to be kind of a noisy section that I'm coming into, but anyway, just thought I'd give you a fair warning. Oh, me. But, man, there's a lot of traffic out here for 3 o'clock, almost 3 o'clock. Good cow. Where's everybody going?
It's not a Friday afternoon. I'd say it'd be people leaving off, but, you know, it's people just moving around, getting things done, as they say, but you just keep going at it, and eventually you'll get out of that crowd, so, but, you know, just keep yourself safe out there on the road. Let me get on to some things I've got to do here, and we'll catch you later, David. Have fun playing tennis this afternoon. Since it's supposed to get up to 80-some degrees this afternoon, better you than me. I'll talk to you this I'll talk to you later. Have a good one. KB4CBA, W2T, 73s for now.
Steve, well, always a pleasure, and I'm trying not to get in any trouble there in the house, and we will talk to you later. 73s, W2T, KB4CBA, mobile.
KO4PXB.
It ain't so. Lloyd, what are you doing?
I'm en route to a service call to put a headset in for a phone that got hit by lightning, so we got a new replacement phone, so I got to go set up the headset for it.
Okay, sorry I missed about probably half of that, but I'm in a bad section here on Wade Hampton Boulevard. Wade Hampton High School, and I'm headed eastbound, so anyway, it'll get better. It'll probably get worse before it gets better.
I'm en route to redo a headset for a phone that got hit by lightning, so we got the replacement phone already in, and so I got to set back up the headset on it.
Most of that time, and all I can say is better you than me. Sounds like work, and work, that's a four-letter word. Something I haven't done in a while, at least, and I get not any that I got paid for. I still work, I just don't get paid for it.
Yeah, because those honeydews really keep you busy.
In between that and two daughters, I mean, dadgum. You know, hey, Dad, I'm not looking at my tires. You know, they're telling me at the dealership that I need tires, and I'm like, yeah, right. I used to work on cars, so I still have all my tools, even my little tire gauge that'll show me how many 30 seconds the depth, tread depth, and so she knows I can, you know, look at them and tell her, you know, she needs tires or she can wait a little while and this, that, and the other. I kind of miss the work sometimes, but then there's a lot of it, I like working on cars. I just don't like the rest of it. You know, having to deal with customers or deal with service riders and a dealership and all that mess. But anyway, I'm glad that's all behind me. That's that's behind me, and I can move forward with everything else that's good.
Yep, definitely good being retired.
It is. I'm really enjoying it, and no complaints here. And but anyway, so have you been doing anything on HF lately?
When I still have only the HD radio, that's I don't have a HF rig yet.
You probably told me that 10 times, and I just forget. Well, I tell you, you know, it wasn't until, I guess, about 5 years ago or so that I was in a position to where, you know, I could get an HF rig, and I'm really grateful for that. I tell you, I bought that 7300, and it's just a fantastic radio. I'm really enjoying it.
Yep, I've definitely heard a lot of good things about it.
Before CBA? Well, yeah, gosh, my car is showing 90 degrees. So I'm supposedly tennis at 6. I'll talk to you later, KB4CBA Mobile.